Let's start with American Airlines, who told their employees on-time flights are not enough. They need to do better than that.
Yeah, in fact, you know, American Airlines has more flights than any airline in the world with, last time I checked, 4,721 departures a day. But they make less profit than any of their other competitors. And they've really been trying to turn things around. And for years, it's been all about on-time departures. Those delays, they say, cost us money, and we need all the money we can get. So therefore, you know, we're going to, even if the cabin's not totally clean or all the catering or the food hasn't been delivered, the rules to the employees at the gate was, look, dispatch that Silver Revenue tube on time no matter what. But they've decided they need to change that a bit and soften it. So starting June 19th, they said employees are going to be held more accountable for making sure the passengers, what they're calling the flight experience, is a good one. And I really love this. It's kind of an expanded focus on customer service. And I think customers are going to reward that change with more loyalty. In other words, if the plane does need to wait a few minutes to get the food there, let's do it. If you know the plane isn't completely clean, let's take a couple of minutes and make sure that we get it done. Obviously, we like it to leave on time, but the thought is we want the passengers to enjoy their flight. And obviously, if you're sitting in first class and they didn't spend 2 minutes extra to get the meals, that's going to affect a lot of people, and I that's why I think this is going to be a good move on their part.
All right, to Southwest Airlines now, where a flight there was delayed as a passenger during the taxi stood up, got naked, and then walked down the aisle. What in the world?
Yeah, this was Southwest Flight 733, scheduled to operate from Houston Hobby to Phoenix, and during the taxi for takeoff, this woman became hysterical, wanted off the plane. She gets up out of her seat, starts walking up and down the aisles. Of course, the flight attendant's trying to get her to return to her seat. She won't do it. And then she started removing her clothes till she was totally naked, walking up and down the aisle. The plane then had to turn around, go back to the gate. They had an agent meet the flight. They wrapped her in a blanket. Police showed up, and they, you know, gently removed her. And no charges have been filed. And I'm sure that there's going to be a mental health examination that's going to be underway. But, fortunately, it didn't happen in the sky when they were in flight, meaning that the delay was minor for them to turn around and come back to the gate to get her off the plane. But, you know, from a security standpoint, this is what I was involved in at Northwest Airlines. You're always worried why the person wanted to get off.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to make sure her luggage comes off the plane. You're going to rescreen it. You're going to make sure there wasn't anything on there that shouldn't have been. You're going to find out if she was flying with anybody, making sure that their stuff is also looked at as well. So sometimes these types of things aren't always as they seem, most of the time, yes. But from a security standpoint, you're always making sure that it wasn't for a reason that person wanted to get off the plane.
I want to change gears on you, if I could. There's another plane crash I heard about in Pennsylvania, I think, over the last couple of days. It seems like we're hearing more and more of these stories this year, Jay.
Well, that's the thought. But, you know, the National Transportation Safety Board said, they give us a report every month on the total number of accidents in general aviation and commercial aviation every month. And I think in January there was a total of 65 accidents, in February 55. And it's uncommon that we have commercial accidents, but, you know, they're included in with that. But those two numbers added together, 65 and 55, January and February, that total was less than what we've seen in the first 2 months of the year for the last 20 years.
Hmm.
So when you look at it from a numbers standpoint, we had the safest January and February that we've had in two decades. Now, the problem is, of course, we had the commercial aviation, which had the accidents that killed 67 people and then 10 people in Alaska and then in D.C., and obviously that's horrific. General aviation, though, I get reports every week where there's been a fatality. We average about 500 deaths a year in general aviation, and that means somebody somewhere normally every week has been killed in one of these. And the crash you referenced in Pennsylvania, the good news is that even though the plane crashed, there are five passengers aboard, some sort of a report of an open door. We don't know what that's about right now. But nobody was killed. Injuries, yes, they're being treated, but no injuries on the ground. And all five people on board the plane were able to walk away and or being able to be assisted. But so certainly that was good news as well. But with everybody having a camera, doorbells, security cameras, so many of these things are being caught on video, which is adding to, I don't want to say the hysterics, but certainly increasing the anxiety level of a lot of people. But you know me, I'm going to look at the stats and see exactly how things are. And right now it's being reported more. And as a result, people are kind of getting that indication that, woo, planes are falling out of the sky.
But it's still safe to fly, right?
Oh, my. It's safe. you know, they always say it's safer to fly than drive, and that's statistically, that's a no-brainer. You can actually say it's safer to fly than it is walking down the street.
Mm.
Now, that's safe, because there's injuries reported when you go down the street, and when you're flying, I mean, we have 9 million departures a year, more than that commercially every year. In most years, we've not had a fatality. Year after year after year, we went 16 years normally, almost without a major commercial accident. And that's one of the reasons that we continue to say that, look, as far as the standard here in the United States, we're enjoying the safest era ever of commercial jet travel. Doesn't mean we're not going to try to make it safer. So from each one of those accidents, near accidents, we're going to learn and try to do just that.
We have any hub delays today?
Oh, yeah, only at the world's busiest airport in Atlanta. How about that? Delays approaching about an hour. It's going to cascade across the country with, you know, those planes going everywhere. I think I've got 251 destinations or something like that. But the bottom line is, if you're not going through Atlanta but going through another part of the country, it should be a pretty good day to fly.
Jay, where can our listeners contact you if they got an issue with their airline?
My business website, jratliff.com, is where everybody goes to. And if you've got an issue with an airline, please reach out to me through there. If it's a past or current issue, especially if they're stonewalling you, ignoring you, which really ticks me off big time, reach out to me through that website, and I'll do all I can to help.
He's our aviation analyst, Jay Ratliff, who joins us this time every Monday. Jay, always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.